Lamotte Castle stands on a high road overlooking Avier near the parish church of Saint-Sulpice and can be seen clearly from the main SS26 road leading to the Mont Blanc tunnel. The church, located at the foot of the castle ruins, has a Romanesque bell tower in stone which dates back to between 13th and 14th centuries, and inside you can see some wooden Baroque-style altars. We have very little information about the castle's history. The first reference made to it in documents dates back to the end of the 13th century, and tree ring dating applied to the few wooden remains seemed to indicate 1236 to 37 as a period of the initial construction phase. Its current name would seem to originate from a Savoy noble called Aymar de Lamothe, who renovated the castle following his marriage to a descendant of the noble de la Averio family at the end of the 13th century. In 1376, the building became the property of the Devise family, who kept it until the end of the 16th century, when it passed into a consignatia, a kind of joint ownership, of Lonstan and Solib de la Doua families. Important building work was carried out between the end of the 14th and beginning of the 15th centuries, but also at the start of the following century, significant improvements were made, which also included detailed decorative work on the individual architectural elements. Some frescoes of particular historical interest, depicting themes from nature, can still be seen today, and probably date back to a period after 1514. During the first half of the 18th century, after the collapse of its east wing in 1740, the castle was abandoned and then used for farming purposes as stables and hay barns. The area belonging to the castle is enclosed by a defensive wall, a significant part of which still remains, and has a rectangular tower with many crenellations on its west side, a workshop against the east side, and a tower with a staircase to the south. When you consider the period it was built in and its characteristics, the castle's larger keep seems most probably to have been the residence of the Lord of the Manor, rather than a fortress intended to defend his assets and the local population. The town council of Avize purchased the complex from its private owners, and in collaboration with the Regional Heritage Board, it launched a project aimed at the restoration and redevelopment of the structure. In 2006, a series of archaeological and stratigraphical surveys were conducted on the castle by the Heritage Board, and considerable structural and consolidation and project work was carried out.